Well, Dr. Gary Chapman published a book called The Five Love Languages a few years back, and it's basically five distinct ways that people express their affection for each other. And last week with life coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow, we chatted about the first one, words of affirmation. This week, we're talking about acts of service, and if this is your primary love language, then actions speak louder than words. Let's explore this with Sally once again. Great to be chatting with you, Sally.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
So essentially, acts of service, you show your love through doing things, right? That's acts of service.
It is. You know, whether it's cooking a meal or picking up the dry cleaning, any of it your partner makes to help out with the responsibility is received as an act of love, support or devotion. I find a lot of men will often say, I've cleaned up or I've helped you make dinner or and that they're thinking that's their act of service. And that's the showing their love. And by understanding that that's your partner's love language, he or she doing something for you, that's a way of understanding that that's how they show their love. They may not be able to use words of affirmation or, you know, the quality time that you want, but that's showing them that they love you.
So this is the challenge with love languages, because obviously we have a love language that we like to receive. Right?
Yes.
So a way that we receive love, but also there's a way that we tend to give love. And like you said, men tend to be acts of service because we like to do things and we like to feel like, I suppose, we're achieving things and ticking stuff off the to-do list. But then again, if the partner doesn't necessarily want acts of service, it's like, actually, I just prefer you come and sit with me and spend some time with me or have a conversation with me, then again, we're miscommunicating. And it's important to know each other's love languages then, hey?
Well, very important. And I think, you know, to me, there's always a first and a secondary. For me, for instance, it is absolutely words of affirmation and acts of service. So that's how I receive love, whereas my husband has two different love languages. But it's understanding, for instance, you know, like I used to work in a school and we had a principal who would jump in and help whenever he could see a staff member was overwhelmed. He'd watch the class or to give a staff member a break or help edit the school book if we're up against a deadline. And he was always the first to man the barbecue or sell raffle tickets. And that was his way of expressing acts of service as a love language rather than perhaps spending quality time with a staff member or using words of affirmation. But that was the way he did it. And so understanding that, that's how he was helping us as staff.
Right.
Made a real difference. But if you had somebody then who was like, well, words of affirmation, he doesn't, you know, give me any feedback, that's where you're kind of missing it.
Right. So it's really important to, I suppose, understand this, isn't it? And from that perspective, go, I know how I tend to show love. So for him, it's acts of service. But then, Sally, do you think it's, and let's talk about a primary relationship here. So like, you know, husband, wife, that sort of thing. If we know that it's not necessarily acts of service, how they receive, but that is definitely my way of showing love. There's obviously got to be a trade-off there to go, well, I'm not really good at the words of affirmation, even though I know that that's what you'd prefer. It's kind of like to go, well, I'll try and do that, but really my primary one is this, and I know your primary one is this, but I can't. Do you see what I'm saying here?
Absolutely. And that's where you've got to kind of come together. So, for instance, and we'll talk about this next week, but my husband's is quality time. That's his primary love language. So for him to even just be sitting, for me to be sitting in the same room with him, his class is that of quality time. So that was in understanding that I still want to do my thing, he still wants to do his. And, you know, he'd often say, come watch the football with me. Of course, I think, oh, nothing worse. But we figured out that me coming into the lounge room and watching something on my computer with my earphones in was just as good as quality time.
Right.
Spending time together. So
right.
It's like you're compromising in a really good way. You know, knowing that somebody's love language, for instance, is gift, is taking a little bit more time, you know, even it mightn't be your love language. So I know somebody really appreciates receiving gifts. I'll go out of my way this time to just find a really nice gift.
Or,
you know, if it's words of affirmation, I will write it in a card if I can't really express it properly and, you know, in voice. So it's like, especially in a relationship, part of understanding how each couple expresses their love. And then when you understand it, it can solve a lot of arguments. Just by understanding it.
The five love languages today, acts of service, and we've been chatting about these with life coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow. You can find more details online at Sally's website, sallytebow.com.au. And we are referring to the five love languages, of course, by Dr. Gary Chapman. Next week, as Sally said, we'll be talking about quality time. Until then, Sally, you take care. We will talk soon.
Thanks, Tim.